Introduction, The Code of Honor. On January 3, 2003, the Ohio State football team met the defending national champion Miami Hurricanes in the Fiesta Bowl to determine a new champion in what became one of the most exciting games in the history of college football. As a spectator at that game and as a former student manager for the Ohio State team, I could not help but get caught up in the excitement. Yet beyond the game itself, there was a very powerful lesson. Let me describe the scene briefly. The two teams battled to a tie. The game went into overtime. Both of them scored. It then went into a second overtime. The fans were now going wild. I began to smile. The longer the game wore on, the more certain I became about the outcome. Why? Because in my years of working with great teams, I have found that great champions in sports, business, and families have one thing in common. It is their secret weapon. It isn't a strategy, it isn't a plan, it isn't a technology, and it is definitely not luck. It is something that lies deep in the genetic code of winning organizations. It is something so ingrained in the hearts and spirits of the players that it is sometimes unconscious, yet its presence is undeniable. It's something that shows its face when the pressure is high, when the stakes are critical, and when everything is on the line. You see it in families when there's a crisis. You find it in businesses when the cash runs tight. It shows up in each of us when we are put to the test of having to deliver or falter. It's called the code of honor. In the waning moments of that second overtime, Miami was positioned inside the 10-yard line with four downs to score a touchdown. The Ohio State Buckeyes, who were 15-point underdogs, were faced with having to defend against the most powerful team in college football. Two teams of destiny. Which would win? When the smoke cleared, Ohio State had kept Miami out of the end zone and won the national championship. Was it luck? Was it talent? Was it strategy? I have always been intrigued by how teams in sports emerge as winners, even against the odds. I have always pondered how a person who has little talent and few resources can become rich. How does a business suddenly shoot to success from obscurity? I found that it is the same thing that holds families together under pressure. It is a tool that is in common with all great teams. It is the code of honor. It is a set of simple, powerful rules that govern the internal behavior of any organization, family, individual, or nation. These rules determine how we behave toward one another within the team. They are its heart and spirit. They are what people are willing to stand and defend and be accountable for. They're rules like never abandoning a teammate in need and being personally responsible for all mistakes. Yet what I'm talking about goes even beyond rules because many teams have rules. It is the unwavering discipline of the team itself to enforce those rules, not to rely on bosses, coaches, or parents to enforce them, but to have the team spontaneously support each other in adhering to the code. It's repeated, practiced, and drilled so many times that it becomes unconsciously embedded in the hearts of the players. The code builds trust, cohesion, and energy. It is a statement of who you are and what you stand for. The good news is that you can create this code for yourself and your team. It is Rich Dad's secret for building great teams. No matter where you go or what you do, it will be present. If you know how to build it, maintain it, and protect it, you will attract only the best players, and you will experience the repeated magic of championship results. In Robert Kiyosaki's Cash Flow Quadrant, he talks at great length about the differences in attitude, mindset, and behavior of folks in the business quadrant as opposed to the employee and self-employed quadrants. The number one skill in business is the ability to sell. In my program, Sales Dogs, we demystified this issue about negotiating and communicating for what you want. Everyone sells in every area of life, whether you're in direct selling or not. But as important as the ability to sell, what distinguishes business owners from self-employed folks is their ability to build a great team. As a service provider or one-man band that trades time for money, you work hard, but you have little leverage. Those who understand the secrets found in this program will catapult their way to wealth in the business quadrant by learning how to surround themselves with the right people and how to ensure that they are on the same track. Building teams is not what we have been trained to do most of our lives. For some, it comes easily. For others, it takes challenging yourself and your beliefs about others and a clear understanding of the code of honor. It's not rocket science, but it requires a test of will. This audiobook will walk you through the process so that you can create championship results anytime and in any place.